Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. Boom, boom, you're not going to catch me. I've done 430-something of these things. And what I haven't done is one drunk. Not true. Actually, not true. I've definitely done some of the Davey ones. And I've had one, two, four, five. But right now, I'm in the zone. I've had maybe a pint of cider. That's all it takes, kids. This is a guy who metabolizes fast. Don't waste time. Just get it done. Sorry about the handling noises. All right, we're done now. Calm down. I've come outside. It sounds better, doesn't it? There's a cat on top of the shed. Let's just do a bloomin' podcast. Okay, let's not overthink it. You know, earlier today it was like, oh, I could try and do some music out here. If I could try and do Not Feeling Pretty. But you know, let's get real. not a hope in hell. All right. It was, and plus, it should be that. It's a throwaway idea. That's not an idea worth investing in. People would be embarrassed if you invested too hard in that. Like, you know, you just look. This is Poiré, pear cider, 4.5%. I've had maybe half a pint of that. And I had three quarters of a pint of some ordinary cider that was 2% and very cheap. Very cheap. Some stuff has come through that I should probably get. I'm so sorry. I mean, have I begun the drunken remorse already? God, I don't waste time, do I, on the cycle? I mean, I only started drinking about half an hour ago. No, what I'm saying is I've had some emails through, loads from Neil. Hi, Neil. Basically all Neil. Pat had an idea that I thought was nice. Hi, Jake and the Sometime Plate Spinners. Oh, I like that. I hear that a local theme park has a new ride to attract new visitors after lockdown. I've seen pictures, and I think the whole premise of the attraction is in very poor taste and needs to be looked at again. You won't find me, for one, queuing up for a go on the Scatterpult. there's a lot of flinging that, isn't there? He says, I wonder if any other apostles have seen any weird rides and roller coasters. Sorry for all the typos. I mean, how do you feel about those kind of, you know, those kind of roadside fun fairs with, you know, those rides like the Rusted Boltonator and the Wheel of Metal Fatigue and stuff? Do you trust them? I don't know if I trust them. Anyway, Neil has emailed and says, hi, Jake, and the Apocalypticisms. Oh, cold. out here. Summertime is upon us, and that brings out the ice cream vans. Unique. I think they are like literally a music box put next to a megaphone, aren't they? That's why they sound so almightily bad. Those chariots of sugary fun will be seen uphill and down dale in the coming weeks, says Neil. That's very pretty prose. I don't want to claim any credit for that. They'll be driving around the country playing their mediocre melodies to attract the kids, like feeding time between the Eloy and the Morlocks. I bet I've said that wrong. Because I'm in France, I would say Eloy. Ah bon? Et les Morlocks. Vous connaissez les Morlocks? Ils habitent juste à côté d'Alençon. There we go. They're ringing the bell to summon the crowd to contain the drunk foreigner. Zombie-like hordes will walk towards the vans for the chance of a sweet treat, but have you ever taken your eye off the promise of a 99 and a waffle cone and looked at the artwork? For want of a better word, they're scatterpultingly bad. In my neck of the woods, we don't have a Mr. Whippy, we have an Alan. Our Alan drives around playing an incomprehensible tune. It's true we have no idea what it is. It could be the Human League's Don't You Want Me, Baby. I could hear the echo across the valley of that. Sorry about that. For all we know. But ignore the tune and look at the van. Who do you see? Whom do you see? All of the myriad of cartoon characters, a veritable cavalcade. Which one do you think R. Allen put on his van to attract the customers? Johnny Bravo. Yeah, Johnny Bravo, the Elvis ripoff from the 90s. I kind of feel like I know what that looks like. Has he got shades and a big bouffant hair thing and he's always sort of leaning forward a bit? It made me remember Fido Dido. What the hell was that all about? What marketing... And then it ended up being a 7-Up thing. But everyone was like, had Fido Dido stuff. Where did it come from? Why did they do that? Fido Dido. God, well, we all waited patiently for the internet to arrive. Anyway, Johnny Bravo, says Neil, has not been on TV since 1997. Which makes me think that the artwork must have been on the side of the van for 26 years. Johnny's not on his own, though. He's got a rubbish Mickey Mouse dressed as Robin Hood to keep him company. Just trying to picture that. I think I'm there. It's quite hard to do in your head. Having visited many ice cream vans recently...
Oh, sorry. Okay, bye.
Now asleep in the corner of the club. You honestly had a night out with me drunk, encompassed in one attempt to read out one email. Like, literally, I'm moments away now from just being slumped in the corner of the nightclub with that kind of soundscape, me unconscious. And then your brain does that thing where it sort of rallies and it goes, I can get you out of here, but we have to leave right now. And you kind of go, okay, I have to go, bye. And then you just walk home at a 45 degree angle, like you're walking into a really fierce headwind, like Buster Keaton in Steamboat Bill Jr. It's a controlled fall all the way out, wherever your home is, you know, Penzance, John O'Groat, controlled fall all the way home, straight into bed, fully clothed. I once woke up after a leaving do, when I was leaving Radio 106 FM in Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire and Leicestershire. But basically in Nottingham, on a wasteland in Nottingham. My leaving do, I woke up fully clothed on my bed, sort of knee, like face down in the fetal position. Anyway, I'd actually been given a lift home by the station's religions producer. She was... Yeah, never mind. I make it sound a lot worse than it is. It was all fine. Okay, anyway. Neil says, having visited many ice cream vans recently, it seems that the rubbish Mickey Mouse is quite popular amongst the gelato couriers. Has anyone else noticed this? Do they have to be outdated or rubbish artwork to defy the licensing costs? Now, that's a really good point, because John Finnemore does a fantastically good sketch about... He's interviewed as the artist who draws Disney characters on ice cream vans, but just a little bit off. Just that one eye, just a little bit off. You're right. Maybe it is a sort of, as long as it's sort of about 15% off, it's not legally actionable. Because I always wonder if one day one of those big corporate like Disney is going to really turn the screw and visit like every children's ward in every hospital in Britain and be like, okay, we're shutting all of this down. I went to Euro Disney quite early on in the history of Euro Disney. This must have been around 1995. It sort of didn't work. I don't know what it's like now, but it sort of just all felt very out of place. Because, you know, you're walking down Main Street for the parade and there's the Kingdom of whatever. And, you know, but you're like, I'm on an industrial estate just outside Paris. It's kind of inescapable. And to prove that, I got jostled by some Parisians on a ride. They pushed in and I sort of said to the attendant, you know, these people, they pushed in and they really shouldn't. I don't think that's OK. This is all in rapid and quiet French. And the attendant, they held them after they'd been on the ride and called security. And then security just sort of let them go. And we went on the ride and I got off the ride. And then, of course, all these very rough Parisian boys, well, they came and jostled me. And was like, what'd you cross the shop? Blah, 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 in French. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about in French. And I sort of ran into the nearest shop. And then ended up having to go to... I kid you not, it was themed the Pocahontas police station in Disneyland Paris. And you get to see, you know, the second you get backstage, it's literally sort of corrugated iron and shipping containers and stuff. Like, it was, you know, but they sort of had a go at set dressing the police station. And it was genuinely the Pocahontas police station. It had, like, Pocahontas murals. But it was ice cream van grade artwork. It was, why bother, guys? It's the police station. Anyway, Neil asks, what other rubbish characters has everyone else seen? SpongeBob Rectacular Pants? Super Bloke? Tom and Jeremy? Thanks. Let's broaden that out and say, do you want to suggest some not actionable copyrighted characters and films and stuff? You know, if you can suggest something that's just 15% away from the original, so that, you know, it's unlikely we get sued for it, that could be fun. Let's do that. You can email nottoday@swanburst.com. you can tweet at nottodaypod. I'm back in England tomorrow, and by which I mean Thursday. Don't worry, because the Davy Friday, it's in the can. It's done. It's very funny. And I wasn't drunk. If you're wondering what I've been doing with my time, I've been up a ladder. Which reminds me of a story. Before I had the drink, I had to climb a ladder to hack back this extraordinary vine that surrounds the house. And I feel like it's got to be like 150 years old. But sadly, it's having a go at the roof tiles, which are probably about the same age, and pulling them off. Anyway, so I was going around with this stepladder, sort of pruning it all back. And it reminded me of this amazing story of a friend of ours who lived in France. She was an expat. Terribly, terribly posh, and called everyone Dolly. What are you doing, Dolly? And told an amazing story about, I think, having to hide Andy Warhol in the boot of her car when she was an art dealer in New York in like the 70s, 60s, 70s or something, or maybe the 80s, and driving around with him to try and avoid the police. Or I don't know. Extraordinary life. Anyway, terribly posh, married to a French diplomat. And the marriage went south, by which I mean... the guy was an idiot, and basically booted her out. After decades together, booted her out of the family home and said, allez-vous-en, fous le camp, espèce de petite connasse, and all of that, and installed his new mistress. And she was out on her ear. She had nothing. I mean, nothing. She had no income, nothing to speak of, you know, because she'd sort of basically just been a dutiful spouse. And she was renting this tiny flat while he lived in this palatial diplomat's house and stuff and enjoyed his palatial diplomat's pension and all the rest of it with his little mistress. She was renting this flat and she was having to sell stuff that she had to pay the rent. Yeah, and it was a real kind of end game, like, what the hell am I going to do? Because she was probably, I don't know, 65, 70 years old. What am I going to do? And the divorce was all proceeding and stuff. And she was thinking, oh, God, I this is going to be horrendous. Because under French law, it's pretty patriarchal, as you might imagine. And, you know, she had no rights to anything at all as a divorcee. Nothing. So the day before the decree nisi, you're way ahead of me, this husband, this diplomat, thinks to himself, I'll do it in French. Oh, that tree needs a bit of pruning. And he gets his step ladder and he climbs up into the tree and he starts pruning. But, you know, he's a diplomat. The exertion causes him to have a heart attack. And he falls out of the tree and dies the day before the decree nisi. Meaning that overnight, this woman who, you know, had been out on her ear living in this rented accommodation, she gets the house, the pension, everything, because he hadn't changed his will. And she immediately booted the mistress out and had a lovely life, bought herself a sports car and got herself a hot new girlfriend. It's a nice story, isn't it? It's an uplifting story. And I think for that reason, you shouldn't overly badly judge this this podcast. I've been dealing with bad colour. There's still some bad colour, Bush. I don't think I can face it today, though. I'm not going to do it today. I've got loads of stuff I need to do today. I haven't done it, and now it's late. Because it's the night, but I didn't do this morning. It's okay. I'm not like... I am totally rambling now. I'm sorry. Thank you for your indulgence. I'll stop. This is me stopping, I think, now. See you on Friday. It's a good one. Promise. Do you want... I tell you what... Do you want some ambient soundscape? If you want to just enjoy the sound of, like, rural France, would that be nice? Because I can just leave this rolling. Do you want to hear it? Might be nice. Okay, look. I'm going to let you have a listen. I'll leave this rolling for a bit. I'll go, so I don't bother you. And hopefully you won't hear me singing Don't You Want Me Baby or whatever it was I was singing. Okay. Enjoy. Be kind of ASMR, you know? I am honestly going. This is me going. See? Summoning the posse.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.